Like to say, we're taking office note on patient Debra Chisholm, Chisolm, Debra, Debra, date of birth is 1/27/1959, date of service is 1/13/2026. Pathology of the patient is 66-year-old Hispanic, I'm sorry, 66-year-old African-American female who is presenting to see me to address her chronic kidney disease. Her past medical history includes the history of DVT after PICC line placement. That's what she's on. Eliquis, next history of AICD placement for Brugada syndrome, B-R-U-G-A-D-A syndrome. Next, gout. Last flare was 1 month ago. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2 for years, since 2009. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, eczema. Next, depression. Next, obesity. Next, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Next, hypertension. Next, atrophic gastritis. Next, left breast cancer. So this was HRT in 2019 period. Next, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Baseline GFR is 39 milliliter per minute. Pre-pregnant. Past surgical history includes thyroidectomy, partial. Next, cholecystectomy. Next, hysterectomy. Next, left lumpectomy. Next, umbilical hernia repair. Next, sinus surgery. Next, colonoscopy. Pre-pregnant. Allergies, she's allergic to NSAID and Bactrim. Pre-pregnant. Social history. Patient is single, has two adult children. She's an ex-smoker, rare alcohol use, no drug use. She's a retired licensed alcohol and drug counselor. Pre-pregnant. Family history, father died from Brugada syndrome, mother had dementia and hypertension, she passed away. She also had uterine cancer. Sister also died from Brugada syndrome, and another sister had MI. Her niece has Brugada syndrome, period paragraph. Review of system reviews, occasional headache, no chest pain, dyspnea on exertion positive, she has dry cough, nocturnal positive, heartburn positive, no nausea and vomiting, abdominal pain. Constipation positive, no nocturia, no straining upon urination. She doesn't empty complete to her bladder. She doesn't have any incontinence, no leg swelling. She does report tingling of hands and feet. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Third paragraph. On physical examination of vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the axial to light and accommodation, injected conjunctive and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no digital interstitial bilaterally. Most oral mucosal and pharyngeal edema noted pre-paragraph neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are very very irritable. Normal sinus tube, normal measure, no friction, blood lines are to excitation, no clerical disease of the abdomen, soften, hypertomegaly, no spinomegaly, no very rebound or GH extremities, there is no edema at the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, noted in your exam, is non-focal. Investigations available to include the following. From October 2025, hemoglobin 11.6, MCD 91, platelet count 392, T-SAT is 8%, B12 was 980, and folic acid was 9.6, ferritin 24. From May 2025. BUN 30, creatinine 1.47, serum GFR 39 ml per minute, potassium 4.6, total CO2 25, ALT was 38, and hemoglobin was 12.2 at that time, to the paragraph. Assessment and plan, one chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes, hypertension, and morbid obesity. We are going to do thorough workup, including serologic workup, quantification, proteinuria, and imaging studies. Period. Next diagnosis, morbid obesity. Patient is invited to try to lose weight. Period. Next, gout. And take on allopurinol, and she takes colchicine, next diabetes mellitus type 2, next hypothyroidism, next eczema, next depression, next obesity, next obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP, next Brugada syndrome, supposed ICD placement, next issue of DVT on Eliquis, next issue of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup, or this may be an important CC. No, no, she needed a little bit of this.